A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Mem Zayin, Baba Basra 47b, pagination is 94. Starting from the end of the daf, the last five lines, Amar Rav Huna said, Tal Yuva Vizavin Zivine Zivini. If a person was hung, so to speak, he was forced, they told him, you're not leaving here until you do what we want. And what they want is that he should sell a property. Zivine, zivine, it's a good sale. So obviously what we need in a sale is that there's a das makne, that there's a person agreeing to the sale. And the question is, in the case where he's forced, do we really have that agreement? And the Gemara continues, my taima, why? Called the mezavin inish, whenever a person is selling, ilav de onis, if not for the fact that he's being forced by the situation, loava mizvin, he wouldn't sell. The working assumption is that a person wants to keep his land. And obviously there will be sales that it's more logical that he wants to sell, less logical, but there's certainly cases that where the only reason a person is selling is because there's something in it for him, namely the money. But he's not just looking to unload it, it's that he's forced to unload it by the circumstances. Va'afilu hachi zivine zivini. And nevertheless, the sale stands. And that is the starting point of the topic that the person is agreeing. The Gemara poses an objection. V'dilma shayni onsa denafshe me onsa de'acharini. Maybe the forcing of his situation that he needs money is different than when other people artificially force him. It's not a forcing of typical life circumstances. He's being forced. And maybe it's a charade. He's playing a game. And he agrees, but he's not really fundamentally agreeing. How do you know that when people impose a forced situation on another person, that indeed it's going to result in an agreement? And the Gemara introduces two examples, at least as an attempt, to explain this rule that if a person is forced to sell and agrees, therefore, that it would be a valid sale. One proof, or attempted proof, is from Karbanos, and one is from Gittin. Elo kidetanya, onto the top of Memches. Yakriv oso, a person should bring the karban, which we understand to mean l'ritzono, he's doing it willingly. Malami chakofin oso, so you are going to be able to force him. Yachal bal karcho, but you would think you could do it against his will. Tamad lama l'ritzono, you have to do it with his acquiescence. Haket said, how does that work? Kofin oso achiyoma rotza ani, you force him until he says, I agree. Says the Gemara, v'duma shayni yasam denichale deteavile kapora. Maybe Karbanos is unique because the person wants the atonement. So fundamentally, he's agreeing, and all we need to do is to get him to agree to what he really wants to agree to. In other words, we have this expression, mind over heart, where the person makes a decision that he really wants to do it, but his heart, his desires are getting in the way, and he needs a sense of discipline. Sometimes it could be with inactivity. In his heart, he wants to scream out at somebody. His mind knows that that screaming is going to do him in. You don't scream at your boss, let's say. So therefore, he controls his mixed emotions to do with discipline what he wants to do. So with the kapara, he really wants to bring the carbon, but he doesn't want to bring the carbon because it's going to cost money. So we help him along to reach the conclusion that he wants to come to. Whereas in a case where some bad people force him to sell his land and sign the documents and say in front of witnesses that he's agreeing, you don't necessarily have that fundamental agreement to which we are arriving by forcing him. Ve'elam yiseifa, maybe you could bring a proof from the other case. Ve'china ta'oma begite noshem, by a case of divorce. Kofino sa'achim rotzani, you force him, if he has to give a get, whatever the circumstances are, the court has ascertained her claims over his claims, he has to give a get, you force him until he says, I agree. Again, over there, maybe there's a fundamental desire to listen to the sages, but if some bad people come and force him to sell, you don't have any comparison. Ella Savorahu, the Gemara says, the original statement of Rav Huna is simply a logic. Agav Onse Gomer Omakne, because of his duress, he actually does agree to the sale. This concept that we've introduced, that by Karbanos and by Gittin, the way the forcing works is that we're getting him to do something that he really wants to do, is the subject of a famous Rambam, Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Beis Halacha Ches, where the Rambam explains, Misha Tokfo Yitzro Hara Levatal Mitzvah. If a person has a bad Yitzro Hara, he doesn't want to do the mitzvah that he's supposed to do. Me'acha shurotza lios mi'Yisrael. Fundamentally, he wants to be part of the Jewish people. He wants to do all the mitzvahs and distance himself from the averos. V'yitzu shetakvo, but his yitzah hara, his evil inclination, is getting in the way by forcing him. So you're able to weaken that bad resolve and bring out the good resolve. That's called l'ritzono. That's called that he's agreeing and that he wants to do it. So again, we started with the concept that somebody can force somebody else to sell him the land. However, Beis Din would step in such a case, but fundamentally, if the person agreed, even though he was under duress, it's considered a sale. Perhaps this would be the case where the person gives a moda'a, a declaration beforehand, privately, revealing what kind of duress he's under. And we continued with the concept that by karbanos and by a get, we need l'ritzono, we need his agreement, but you could actually weaken his bad resolve in order to get that agreement. There is a rule mentioned in the Gemara that we are not kofer, we don't force on something that matan schara munach betzido. If the reward is mentioned in the Torah, then we don't force for it. And an example of that is kibud av va'em, honoring one's parents, where the reward, l'ma'an ya'arichun yomech, or l'ma'an yitav loch, Hashem will be good to you, is mentioned right there. Following that subject is an interesting question regarding tzedakah. Would we force that a person should give tzedakah? And we have the halacha in Resh Mem Ches Aleph of Yoredeya that there is a Beis Din Kofin also. Beis Din used to force. And the question among the Mefarshim is, why would they force? Tzedakah also is an example of Matan Tzchara Munach Betzida. The reward is written. We have in Parshas Re'eh that it says lo yira levavcha, you should not feel badly when you give, and beglal hadavar hazeh yivarechecha, Hashem will bless you because of that. So one answer, as found in the Shach, is that even though we wouldn't force on mitzvahs asay that have the mitzvah with its reward, but in this case, it's not a mitzvah sase alone. It's also a mitzvah lo sase, lo sikpots, lo sa'ameitz, not to withhold. It's written in a negative, in a prohibition, and therefore we could force. Another approach is that, as the Mechaber worded it, it's not that Beis Din is obligated to force or supposed to force. It's Beis Din hayu kofinoso. Historically, Beis Din would force. And that follows the idea that we're not obligated to force, but we're allowed to, even if there is the reward written together with it. And by tzedakah, because there's a communal aspect as well. If the person doesn't do their fair share, you have a wealthy person and he's not giving his fair share to the needs of the community, Beis Din can do things to force him to do so. At the very least, the devarim verbally, to perhaps coerce him verbally to give the tzedakah that's proper. But getting back to our Gemara, we have this mixed feeling about something that was forced. On the one hand, everybody who sells, or many people that sell, are selling because they are forced by circumstances on some level. Is that the same or different than somebody purposefully forcing? We have a svara that it is going to be valid. We have a concept elsewhere of moda'a. Can he make a declaration beforehand? I'm being forced. We have get, we have karbon cases where the person clearly, as a member of the Jewish people, wants to do it, but needs a little impetus in order to be able to do it. And the description of the Rambam of the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, challenge of doing a mitzvah is withholding him, but he really wants to do it. And we have the topic of tzedakah, where while the reward is written there, but we still find that there was some degree of pressuring a person to do their fair share in a variety of applications. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.